To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
That's right. We're introducing something totally new. Concrete mixers and lemon ice coolers made with fruity Skittles Popped. This limited time Skittles Popped mix-in can be blended into our creamy, fresh frozen custard or slow frozen lemonade for a colorful crunch that makes every moment a little sweeter. Trust us, you don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Welcome to a very special episode of Cool Game Tank. I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Nick Robinson. What are we going to call these, Griffin?
I thought we could call them micro games.
Okay.
Since basically our whole aesthetic is essentially ripped from
WarioWare. That's good. For some reason, I haven't been able to get the phrase Cool Games Inc. Jr. out of my head.
That is extremely good, Nick Robinson. That is so good, and I'm so proud of you. Oh. Cool Games Inc. Jr. Should we make them? Oh, man. Should we just lean into it and make them kids' games?
We can open with that. I think we, like always, I think when we have our hands on this game design Ouija board, we should just follow our hearts and let it go where the game wants to go, right?
Here's what we should do. These episodes are going to be pretty short, 15 to 20 minutes. We have to basically do a month's worth of episodes ahead of time because I'm going to be gone for the whole month of September. In order to sort of separate this from what we usually do, I think we're mostly just going to do like one to two sort of game ideas per episode. What if each of these CGI juniors, we also sort of put upon ourselves another restriction. So this week, like, no matter what we do, it's got to be
baby
for
games.
Kids. Yeah.
Baby. Okay. So,
and then the next CGI junior can be like another restriction that we have to sort of adhere to.
I love that. Maybe for the next one, we put out the call and ask people to send us their modifiers for the episode. So let's come up with some baby games. What do you think?
Okay. I'm gonna go through and look at, I'm mostly just looking at old suggestions that we've gotten.
Yeah, peek behind the curtain. We don't always get to all of our favorite suggestions each week, so me and Griffin have kind of a backlog of ones. Here's actually a perfect one for at least on the nose, it seems perfect for this category that you just invented.
Give it to me right now. Stop.
Staccato Man has imagine : baby to baby, and he's got a photo of a huge sign that says in huge block like Impact Call of Duty font. It says imagine baby to baby.
Okay. Did they make this?
No, this is like, this looks to be about maybe a 10-foot wide sign bolted to a wall somewhere.
Is so, it the number two?
No, T-O. Although we can, I mean, it's up to us. When I hear imagine baby to baby, my head fills in the last word as being imagine baby to baby combat.
Yeah, it's the baby side. But is that kids' game? I don't think if we make a game where we militarize babies.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. That is the fucking
really
final frontier. That's the last
only thing
sort
we
of
haven't
things.
Done is
yeah,
humanity.
Absolutely.
I do like the idea of like Ken Cole, like the, you know, or Ken Cole, the
God, why do you always want to talk
boats?
About Ken Cole?
It's good. Have you seen Iowa? The idea is that, but for babies. Maybe, I mean, fuck this restriction actually, because the idea of Ken Cole for
okay,
real
so
world
that
babies.
Okay, so that lasted literally 105 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't, like I said, we got to follow our hearts. The idea of baby to baby ship warfare, where we take Ken Cole, but instead, and I might be saying that name wrong, instead of it turning the boats into sexy ladies, we turn the boats into normal babies. So each baby is based on an actual World War II military ship.
You're so just like, we had so much meat. This is the problem. To use cooking metaphors, because God knows we love those around these parts. what we just did was we took a fucking, we unwrapped the butcher paper from this rack of fucking delicious roast meat. Well, it's not roast meat. It's raw meat, and it was just a delicious cut, Kobe shit. And then immediately I was like, all right, time to start cooking. And then you immediately dumped a bucket of, it says, let me look at the bucket. It says Nick's special sauce on it.
I'll be honest. It's just mayonnaise.
And then you cut like a bunch of carrots and put that on the raw meat with the mayonnaise on it. And then you drizzled it with like Rice Krispie treats, and it's like we needed to like focus on sort of one. We had a really good cut of meat on there, and then you're like, what if the babies could transform into sexy
militarized
boats?
What was the first thing I said this episode? We got to follow our heart. I am not backing down from this. This is the best idea we've ever had.
And I totally get it, man. Totally, just for real. All about it, just like chase your dreams. I guess I'm just saying your heart is kind of a dummy.
No, this is very good, because the thing that turns some people off from Ken Kole is that it's like these super super anime, super weirdly sexualized, sometimes 12-year-old looking anime girls, but the cool part is that they all have like missiles strapped to their backs, like actual boat,
and that's very
missiles.
That's very good.
If that was babies, listen,
I don't want to have sexy boat babies.
No, they're
Nick.
Not sexy. We're replacing the sexy with the babies. So now it's only babies. Instead of being sexy ladies, it's regular babies. We've got all the ships. We've got, well, Shimakaze already looks like she's 5, so we can rule her out. But like all of the famous American and Japanese warships are actual toddlers fighting each other with full mounted missile racks on their backs. Fucking, there's a whole fleet of abyssal babies that are like extremely cool. This is gonna be the best.
But when they get blowed up, it has to be like a mommy comes in. It's like time out and has to take the baby away because
I don't want baby carnage. I'm not opposed to the idea of the baby kind of in a cutesy way sinking into the sea slowly.
But that's still like, I guess that's a bad thing.
I guess
for
a
baby to have, like, I've been reading all kinds of baby books, and like on page one of all the baby books, it's like, don't let your baby sink into the sea.
Yeah, well, this is pretend though, is the thing. It's a pretend game.
I mean, video games are pretend, and that's why I love them so much.
Do you have a good baby game?
I got a lot of really good baby ones. This one was sent in by it's Joe Bunny Knot on Twitter, who says, what if Connect 4 was a cursed board game like Jumanji?
Okay, so I saw that too, and I tried to wrap my head around, like, Jumanji has a theme and it's all jungly and shit. Yeah. Connect 4 takes place in like a fucking BeamNG.drive as void where the only objects are pucks
space.
And holes. Like what would that be?
The world is replaced by a white space. And I think sort of the baby game aspect here is that like Connect 4 is a fucking baby game. It's like put the four colors together, but there's no strategy to it. It's completely random. Have you ever won a game of Connect 4 and been like, my strategy worked out. What a cerebral, wonderful challenge.
I wonder if there's high-level Connect 4 players out there who are, like, planning their moves out 1,000 moves in advance chess style, because that would be dope. Like, two dudes sitting across from each other in a room full of Connect 4 players, and they're fucking, they've got one of those stupid chess timers that they're slapping.
I'm saying, if we get, like, two, like, Grand Champion Go players playing Connect 4, well, I don't think they would. I think they'd be like, this is a baby's game for babies.
The fun thing about Connect 4 is that you don't need, like, a Deep Blue or a Watson to be really good at the game. You could use, like, a TI-85, and it could probably outsmart
a human.
They
could probably handle it,
it's a simple game.
So the cursed element, I'm imagining, and I don't want this to happen to the man, but just a giant heavy puck falls from the sky and crushes David Alan Greer to death.
Okay.
So or maybe it crushes his car, and he's just like, okay, I give up.
So you're picturing a literal one-to-one, like, the same cast as Jumanji? Is that what
this
you're saying?
Well, not the fucking same cast, Nick, so thanks for making me think about Robin Williams again, but I think, I can't even get into the conversation with you about who we would replace Robin Williams with, because the honest to God, the wound is too sore. But I'm saying most of the same cast, and the problem with the film is, like, Jumanji, what was so wonderful about Jumanji, what was such, like, a fucking treat for the senses, is that there were so many jungle-based dangers that they threw at you, like big flowers that eat cars, and a rhino stampede, oh no, and then a lion, and then a hunter, the most dangerous game, is a man.
I guess the variety's not there for Connect 4, like, you could have a puck rolling through your wall.
And when the children are like, all right, draw the next card. There aren't cards. It's kind of four. Okay, drop the puck in. Okay, well,
crushed my mom's car, and then I did it again. Crushed my dad's car. Mm-hmm. Crushed my neighbor's car. It's just kind of one thing. I don't know that there's a lot of...
David Alan Greer, like, goes to a used car lot to, like, get a replacement car, and, like, 600 pucks fall from the sky and crush every car in the lot. And David Alan Greer's like, okay, guess I'm walking. Fade to black. That's the end of the movie, Connect 4. They made Battleship, didn't they?
I guess they did. So maybe we could have a Rihanna situation in this to spice this up.
I think we could probably get a Rihanna situation here. Rihanna as Robin Williams' role in Jumanji as Connect 4. The movie, the board game, the movie.
Here's one from Bean Side. Man, I'm not saying that right. Hold on.
We don't have enough time. Yeah, we don't have enough time to say everybody's names right. This is a junior app.
Here's one from Sirion Burke on Twitter. It's an image of some sort of comic of two onion ladies talking. It looks like an extremely old drawing. You get the sense that this was done in the 10s or 20s, 1910s or 1920s. And one is saying to the other, Johnny Stringbean, if you kill a chicken for us, we will forgive you.
So this is a game where onions or produce make you do sins?
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, the onions telling a string bean to kill a chicken is giving me a serious...
It's like dark VeggieTales.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you're looking for the right stuff, VeggieTales is already dark VeggieTales.
Yeah, I guess there were some episodes that dealt with some pretty heady material.
Some of those silly songs about Larry were not as silly as you might have thought at the time.
Just read between the lines. I mean, here's the thing. I don't think we can do a game like this for a while because I feel like Sausage Party has kind of muddied these waters for us.
That's true. They have taken the market court. Well, maybe if we go for like a PETA angle, though, where we have an animal rights message that
they're already
we communicate
making, they're
in kind
already
of a blunt
those,
way.
They're already making those fucking games, though.
Oh, they made that shitty like Mario Flash game?
Dude, they release one of those games like once a month, and it's just like, here's what the game is. Like Pokemon, but with animal gore.
Do you think that those are like?
Are you a vegan yet? Have you burned all your fur yet? Like,
I'm wondering if PETA, like the nature of those games, is so on the note. I almost wonder if Banksy is ghostwriting them because they're like the corniest. Like, you're jumping on the Goombas, Sonic but the Goombas are chickens, and there's blood everywhere.
And there's blood. Sonic the Hedgehog, but with gore. I think this is like. I think there's probably some like somebody using Dark Tumblr. That's all about just like Sonic the Hedgehog gore. It's just like, this is how they get their rocks off is
dude,
using
yeah,
PETAs there.
There's a guy speaking up in every meeting like, what if, and I'm just putting this out there, what if we did one where to prove a point about carnage, like violence against animals and how violent the system is against animals, we just really inflate Sonic's stomach really, really big and maybe have him step on tails. Would you get, you know, that would really show those.
I mean, that same person recently got one over on Barnes & Noble in a big way.
That was me. I'm that person, I guess.
Your cause is so righteous and pure, Nick. How about this one from Oliver Honk? By the way, we can't do that one because it's not even close to a kid's game. And neither will this one be. Oliver Hong, Olive Man, says, Twitch applies for a job. Person is applying for jobs. Twitch live stream determines what they say on resume and interviews.
Ooh, yeah, that live interview. So here's the problem with that. I think we dropped the resume part because if Twitch wrote your resume, you would not get the interview. And that
you wouldn't get your foot in the door unless you're applying for a job for like shithead,
just
the shithead
idiot
society.
Beer. Yeah. We need someone to come be an idiot. Yeah, I think we could. But the idea though of somebody with a mic in their ear who's just saying everything the Twitch chat is saying and watching that—it's
like it's like the bit that they do on like the Ellen show where like she tells people what to say and then they have to say it. Except like it's just going to be like Kappa.
I believe that bit, and it's if it's not, it should be, is called Syrian. Hold on, fuck! I had it and I lost it. It was really
you can
good.
Do it.
Cyrano DeGeneres. It's like a Cyrano de Bergerac, Ellen DeGeneres
yeah,
thing.
Sure. That's a good name for it. Yeah. So this would be like that. See, when I originally read the suggestion, I thought of it as you come to Twitch and apply for a job, and the person giving out the jobs is Twitch chat.
Oh.
But I'm not sure I want to really build anything around Twitch chat because holy God,
Yeah, it's the worst. But I don't know. There's a silver lining on that cloud. Like Twitch Plays Pokemon to this date is still one of my favorite
internet
things.
It's still the best thing. Yeah. It's still a very good thing. But babies, I don't want babies applying for jobs.
No. And see, that's the thing, Griffin, is this baby restriction you lay down on top of us is killing all these ideas that are already restricted by the fact that these are our leftovers.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be babies. I think we can talk about 6-year-olds. Right. 6-year-old tops, right?
Okay. Still a little restrictive, but we can make it work.
Here's one that is a picture submission from Weed Lord Vegeta. Sweatdrop emoji. Thank you, Weed Lord. And it looks like a big sign hanging over a storefront, and the sign, it says entertainment simulators on it, and there's the
Kingdom Hearts guys on
there's
it.
There's five different pictures of Sora from Kingdom Hearts, and he's wearing a different color tunic and holding a different keyblade in each one.
That's a lot of entertainment.
So, entertainment simulators, I mean, shit, dog, this could be it, right? Like, it doesn't have to even be... It doesn't even have to be... No, it doesn't even have to be video game. Like, we would... It doesn't have to be a specific video game. I just think we come at kids and say, like, your dad uses video games.
Mm-hmm. Well,
We're going to get you started on the next generation, which is entertainment simulators.
I also love, like... I think every parent at some point who has a video game system just puts the controller in their kid's hand, and they're like, all they're really doing is wobbling the camera and making the little animal jump. But like, they're not playing the game, but they're not really using the entertainment properly, but they're simulating the act of playing a video game. And I love the idea of building a game custom made for that situation and kind of exploring this liminal space between what is entertainment and what is a simulation of entertainment.
Yeah, so this is just like a game for like... 3-year olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can probably put Sora in it
definitely
a few times, and just like as you wiggle the sticks, like sounds come out, and then like Goofy pops up and is like, good job.
I mean, let's think about it from the baby's perspective too, right?
Yeah.
Like the downside of being a baby playing Kingdom Hearts or any game for that matter is that from your perspective of only some of the buttons do something, right? Like if you're a baby,
sure,
hitting start and pulling up the menu just means that your next 8 minutes of gameplay are going to be very boring. We need to make a game where every button on the controller does something explosive, colorful, educational, and geometric.
I babysat for a summer 1 year of some kids that a woman that my dad worked with. And so for a whole summer I babysat, and at the beginning of the summer, the boy I was babysitting had gotten Kingdom Hearts because his mom was like, oh, it's a Disney game, you're gonna love it. And the kid was like, oh, sweet, a bunch of Disney characters. That whole summer, and I'm not complaining, was basically me playing the video game for him, because if you think about it, Kingdom Hearts is kind of whack in that it's like, hey kids, do you want to come hang out with Donald and Goofy? And it's like, yeah. And it's like, okay, make sure you grind out Aeroga or else you're not going to be able to counter Xenohort's lethal spells. Right. And it's like, what the fuck? What?
That's one of those games that I think probably, like, if most video games underestimate kids, that was a game that drastically overestimated them, or else they were making a game for not kids, which, why is it Disney? I think we have a real chance to make a, really take, and you know what Kingdom Hearts fans are going to love, is if we really just water down Kingdom Hearts into a kids game. Can you imagine the fan reaction of our Kingdom Hearts 0.5 dream drop by sleep? Divided by two of memories, and then they buy it, and it's just a fucking screensaver for babies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if that's been the case this whole time, and that like everybody's tried to like string together?
All this meaning.
I've read so many breakdowns of like, so here's the story so far. This Google Doc is 400 pages. Enjoy. And then like the creator of Kingdom Hearts, like on their deathbed, is just going to be like, no, it was just baby nonsense, sounds and lights and colors.
Tetsuya Nomura is like, just kidding.
Just got you. It was just colors for babies.
I watched Aladdin one night and then sat down and did a stream of consciousness exercise that went on for 45 hours. And then I sent it in and we made a game. We made 100 games out of it.
The theme song was fucking called Simple and Clean, which is our design strategy for babies.
That's gonna do it for this mini episode of
Quick. Was that our game? Was just like Kingdom Hearts for babies.
Yeah, that's it.
Why not?
We're on a tight schedule. That's got to be it. Let's lock it in.
3 more of these to record in a row. And man, do you think these episodes are just gonna get better and better and better?
Yeah, let's keep the momentum going.
All right, yeah. We're gonna cut it right now and hop to the next one. I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Nick Robinson.
No problem. Fun.